Well, the Prime Minister is standing by his decision not to take any further action against Michael Wood after standing him down as Transport Minister. National and ACT want the minister sacked, saying there are serious conflict of interest breaches over his Auckland Airport shareholding. Mr. Wood declined an interview with Morning Report, but he does say he regrets not selling his $13,000 worth of shares in Auckland Airport. National's acting Auckland spokesperson Paul Goldsmith is with us now in the Wellington studio. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
The Prime Minister has been pretty extensively questioned on this and insists no further action is required. He's describing Minister Wood as a conscientious and honest person. Why can't you leave it there?
Well, in all my time in politics, I've never seen a Prime Minister look so lost, so discombobulated as he did in the House yesterday, trying to explain the unexplainable. How do you explain a minister being told by the Cabinet Office to do something 12 times and not do it? So I'm not quite as convinced as you. I saw him answer the question, will Michael Wood be a minister at the election? And he fluffed around for a long time before he didn't really answer the question. So I think there's a real question here around basic kind of competence, and that affects the whole of the government and the whole of the impression that it leaves.
So this is a competence issue, not a conflict of interest issue? What is your key problem here?
Well, it's first.
I mean, it's expanding.
Look, Michael Wood made four mistakes. First, he didn't sell the shares. Then he didn't declare them properly. And then when he did declare them, he didn't actually recuse himself from conflicted decisions on a number of cases. And then finally, for 12 times, he didn't do what he said he was going to do to the Cabinet Office. So there are four mistakes. And the fact that you can seem to get away with that, and don't worry, if you finally get round to it on your 13th request, everything will be fine, doesn't seem to be credible in terms of how you're operating.
But that is the Prime Minister's stance at the moment. He said no further action is required. He also says that, you know, that he accepts Minister Wood's assertion that his personal shareholdings didn't have any influence on his decisions as Transport Minister. Do you not accept that?
Well, I mean, we have these rules for a reason, and it's very important for the integrity of government that conflicts of interest are both declared and managed properly. And so you can't sort of just be slightly conflicted if it's a small shareholding or you didn't really think about it. You're either conflicted or you're not, and you need to manage it or you don't manage it. And these rules are important. And you might say, "Oh well, it's no big deal. We'll just let it go and let it run." But if that's the approach that a government takes, that these things build on each other and spiral, then you start to lose the integrity, which is so important to government.
So nothing else will suffice apart from actually Minister Wood being fired from all his portfolios.
I do think he needs to take some time out and cool his heels. You know, he might be able to come back if they manage to come back into government sometime in the future. But I think there does need to be a clear line and a clear punishment for what is just a totally inexcusable and you just can't explain how 12 times you can be told to do something.
He said he works 80 or 90 hours a week, and he basically, I think, fell off the end of his to-do list. Well, just moving on, though, when we are talking about perceptions of conflicts of interest,
yes.
And Corin discussed this with your leader earlier in the week. I mean, parliamentarians have all got conflicts of interest in various ways, haven't they? If you're a property owner, if you're a landlord, you've got a vested interest in the legislation covering taxes, covering...
Well, that's right. I mean, everybody pays taxes, everybody... But the point is that if you're just doing what just about everybody in the country does, then that's to be expected.
But if you're making a law around capital gains or policy around that or tax brackets, you've got a lot more to gain than potentially what Minister Wood had over his $13,000 worth of Auckland Airport shares. Should you recuse yourself from decisions around those issues that you can have a financial benefit from?
No, the point is that we have clear rules, and that's why the rules are important. And the rules are very clear when it comes to declaring assets and conflicts of interest and actually managing them. And this is a case where he hasn't managed them, and he hasn't declared them, he hasn't done what he's been told. And the funny sort of thing of all the coverage is that this idea that, oh, but Michael Wood's been a competent minister and otherwise he's had a great record, which strikes me is rather bizarre when you look at the $55 million cycleway that was never built, the cones, the potholes everywhere, the fact that light rail hasn't been done. And you wonder why something like light rail hasn't been done. And then you look and see that the minister is a prevaricator, obviously. He's got this to-do list to do the jobs and doesn't get around to getting onto it.
They're quite equal there. Paul Goldsmith, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning. That is National's acting Auckland spokesperson there.